Alleluia, alleluia. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops. 'Destroy those murderers and burn their city.' Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out therefore into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, "Bind him hands and feet, and cast them out into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Many are invited, but few are chosen. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, today we celebrate the feast of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. A well-known saint. He was born in the year 1090, and he died in the year 1153. As a young man, he came from a noble family in France. As a young man, he joined the Benedict, or he became a monk, and after a while, he left the Benedictines because of their excessive wealth and so on, and formed his own monastery, Sisto, in France, and joined there with three of his brothers and a number of his friends. And then as that monastery began to grow, he was sent out to found another monastery, which he did at Clairvaux in France, and there spent the rest of his life. And from Clairvaux, a number of monasteries were founded, and so 360 throughout the world, and are known today as the Cistercians. So that's a little bit about Saint Bernard also was a man, great preacher, and spoke his mind, and also attacked the luxurious living of a lot of the clergy of his days. I don't know what kind of luxurious living they were going in for. I just hope I wouldn't have been among that lot, but I don't know, maybe I might have been. I don't think I could be accused of luxurious living. And so that's a little bit about St. Bernard. How do we make sense of the gospel this morning? Well, the gospel this morning is about nobody is outside the mercy of God. That's the gospel this morning in a nutshell. Why, you got to go back to the time of Saint Matthew writing this for his community, and there was a lot of division in the church between the Jewish converts and the Gentile converts. And so it was a warning that the mercy of God is open to all. Nobody is excluded. So you might come to the end of the gospel and say, well, what about the man who was not wearing a wedding garment and he was thrown out of the feast? Why was that? If he was kind of pulled in from the outside, well, the wedding garment was something that was provided for everybody. It refers to the generosity and the mercy of God. And the man without the wedding garment was somebody who refused to accept God's mercy and forgiveness, didn't want anything to do with it. That would be an explanation of the wedding garment. So I often thought that was unfair, but now that I understand it a bit better, it does make sense. So again, to never regard yourself, no matter what you have done, and don't carry around guilt and shame about anything that has happened in your life. God is more than willing to forgive you.